Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Right here on Dakota Avenue from my radio hut. Dablo, we got sunshine here and 35 degrees what we got going. Greg Giroux in Red River Area Sportsman's Club. And Jay, I wonder what we're talking about.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Sure.
Things happening here.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of things happening. I just look at you and all your paperwork and go, what do you got, Greg?
Last weekend, we finished the fall hunts for the kids. We did a youth pheasant hunt. Because of the area that we're hunting, we limit it to 15 hunters.
Mm-hmm.
We filled it.
Good.
And they all had a great time. There was a number of birds harvested. And so
a lot of smiles.
Yeah, a lot of smiles. A couple of kids, that was their first time, and they got some birds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how do you do on returns on this? I mean, these kids go out this year, and it's like, yeah, we're coming back next year. We're going to do it again.
We've got quite a few of them that come back and you sit at the end of the hunt, and we feed them breakfast.
Yeah.
And during the breakfast, they're going, I'm coming back next year.
Yeah, so
right away,
you get good
ready
returns.
To go.
Awesome. 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 Great event.
So, yeah, we had a great time. Big thank you to Mark Eltoff. He organized that hunt for us. And a big thank you to the landowner. That was just an excellent place to go hunting.
You've said that every time we talk about this.
Well,
it's
yeah,
like if I were an animal, that's where I'd want to be living.
If I was a deer or a pheasant, I know where I'd love to live. he does such a super job out there as far as habitat and conservation and oh, man. It's just
and it pays off.
It's a beautiful place. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Yeah, drum roll.
Yeah, drum roll.
Woo-hoo! 36th Annual Sportsman Smoker.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Saturday, October 18th at the Community Center in Wampton. The doors open at 4 o'clock, and we have all kinds of fun. Ladies raffle, silent auction, general raffle, meat raffles, raffles
every leg every 5 minutes.
And games.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, about
something
that.
Like that. Yep. And if you decide to come down, we'll feed you wild game stew, wild game chili. And that Kurt Mund is kind of the chef on these.
Yeah.
He's got an excellent recipe for that chili. You just love it. Oh, it's really good.
Kind of like Mulligan Stew, Sportsman's Club style.
Yeah.
Kind of a little bit of everything in it.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So sometimes we get the question, well, what do you do with the money? Well, it stays here.
Oh, it stays here. And you guys
are Wapton, Breckenridge, Richland County, Wilkin County.
And you guys are busy all year doing things.
Junior Wildlife Club, there's something going on for the kids every month. We've got our fall duck hunts, our summer fishing, ice fishing derby. We support Chehinkapa Zoo. We do river development on the three rivers. We take care of the fishing piers and docks, Morton Pond. Tracks magazine for the fourth graders in the local schools. There's just a lot of things focused on the young people to kind of get them interested in outdoor activities.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
But it all takes money, and that's what comes in the smoker.
It does, and the smoker drives it all.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one once a year fundraiser that we have, and it drives everything. Depending on how much we make at the smoker, that'll determine how many things we can do throughout the next 12 months and mm-hmm. so on. So we really appreciate the folks that come down and support us and buy tickets and come out and enjoy the games and so on. Last couple years, we've had sponsors for the smoker, and that has turned into a real positive thing. We've got four different levels, and if you become a sponsor, you get event tickets and raffle tickets, and you get a chance at the sponsor gun. This year, it is a beautiful Kimber 1911 handgun.
Holy smokes.
Kimber is a good brand.
Yeah.
Anybody knows the name Kimber, that's a good one.
Well, and if you're a collector, everybody's ears perking up.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we haven't completely finished all the games as far as the prizes and so on, but we are in the 30 range as far as firearms are going to give away this year.
Holy smokes.
Shotguns, rifles, handguns.
That a record?
All of it.
I mean, you guys usually do pretty good in that area.
Yeah, we're in, I think the record is 36.
Okay, so you're in the ballpark.
We're close, mm-hmm. Yep. So we've got a meeting coming up tonight to try to finish this off and figure out the total as far as the firearms and so on. But it's going to be a fun night.
It's
going to
be.
I guarantee you.
And you got new games, too. You got some new games
happening. We have a few new games. We're doing some rearranging. Some of the older games are set aside. We've got some new ones. You have to come down and figure out what they are.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell
well,
you.
Well, no, we could describe it, but it's like nobody would get it. You actually have to see it.
You got to see this one, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I want to invite everybody to come down Saturday, October 18th, Wapton Community Center. Doors open at 5 o'clock. And guess what you're going to be doing next week?
Mm.
Giving away tickets.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, tickets. Giving away tickets.
I have them right here with some trivia,
trivia questions. Fantastic. All right. You just saved me about a half hour out of my day today. You are the best. Thank you. Thank you. And we will do this every day next week.
Okay.
And
perfect.
Put it into the morning show here.
Okay. That'd be great. So, again, invite everybody to come down. Tickets are available. They're at different places around town. You stop in. Give me a holler if you want, 640-0188. I'll come to your house and sell you tickets. And I've done that many times.
I know you have. I know you have. You're mobile when it comes to that.
I got a phone call from a gentleman that lives out of town, and he says, are tickets available? I go, yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'll meet you here. And we have a pre-event ticket. There's 10 prizes on there, and then we have our tickets for getting into the event. He bought 8 of each.
Wow.
That was okay, like, mm-hmm. I'm glad I met up with you.
Helps to get out of the house, doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. All right. 36th Annual Sportsman Smoker, Red River Area Sportsman. This is the big one. Come on down, have some fun, play the games, have some food.
Yeah. And just know that any money goes in basically supports you guys for the entire year.
Yes, it does.
All
and
right.
It stays here.
Mm-hmm.
I would say over 90% of what we raise stays in the two counties.
Fantastic.
For all the activities that we have.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right, Greg Drew.
Everybody's invited. If you're under 18, come with your parents.
That is the biggie. The smoker is the biggie. That's the mountain. But there, mm-hmm. You got some stuff on the other side of the mountain, too.
Well, there's a couple things.
Yeah, there's a couple things. Mention that quickly, and
all right.
We'll come back to the smoker again.
On the same day as the smoker, we have our ladies' rooster roundup, ladies-only pheasant hunt. And this has grown, I'm not sure if this is the 7th or the 8th, but this thing has grown from infancy of how are we going to make this work to they have more ladies sign up than they can handle.
So I love that. That's a good problem.
It is really grown, and kudos to Abby Carlson for running the show on that one. And following that, let's see, this would be the 24th, and we partnered with the Band of Brothers Outdoors. Working with them, we put on a pheasant hunt for disabled veterans.
What a great event.
We'll talk a little bit more about that as we get closer.
Absolutely.
But that turned into a great partnership for us.
Fantastic. And, you got a lot of good friends out there.
We sure do. Yeah. And this is a great part of the country to be in. We get so much support from the local businesses and the individuals to help us with the smoker. It's just fantastic.
Love hearing that.
All right.
And again, folks, a week from Saturday, October 18th.
October 18th.
At
Community Center and 4 o'clock. Come on in and the food will be ready.
Get there early. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Greg Drew, we're going to have a couple more conversations, too.
Yes, right. We are.
Good to have you in here, my friend. 945 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.